Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Let's see in this blue world we're living in the last few days, especially if we can help somebody, if we can all join in and help this person who's had something awful happen to them, a car stolen. Denise Roach. Denise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
And thanks for making the call. You make the appeal. You've just phoned us in. You make the appeal why you want people to help you this afternoon.
Joe, I'd like to have people look out for a car, a blue Toyota Yaris, a pale blue Toyota Yaris. It's a 05. Will I give the whole reg?
Yeah.
05D46612.
The Yaris is a small car. Two-door, four-door?
Four-door.
Okay, there's hundreds of cars stolen every day. Why the niche Liveline listeners all focus on trying to find your Toyota Yaris blue 05D46612. Why?
Well, Joe, it's my legs, basically. I have a problem with walking.
Mm-hmm.
I have multiple sclerosis.
Oh, God.
I have, in the last year, progressed further than the rocky journey of multiple sclerosis, and suddenly I have less and less ability to walk. So the car for me is my freedom.
Okay, we'll go back to that in detail in a sec. When and where was it stolen from? So we might get a sense of where people need to be extra vigilant to look out for a Toyota Yaris blue. Did you say a two-door, Denise? Two-door?
Four.
Four-door. Four, that's unusual. It's a small car, Toyota Yaris blue, four-door, 05D. 05D for Dublin, D for Delta, 46612. When and where was it stolen?
It was stolen from outside my house, parked on the road outside my house last night.
Well, give us a clue where your house is, Denise.
My house is, can I give the area and everything?
No, the area, yeah. So we can get people to be extra vigilant in that area.
It's basically Glasnevin North, sort of off the Ballymun Road.
Okay.
In the other way out would be Collins Avenue, so it would be in the middle of that.
Now, near the Autobahn Public House. Is the Autobahn still there?
Yes.
Okay, near where Bono was born.
Correct.
Okay, and it was parked outside your house. What time is it stolen at?
Well, I know that it was still there at 1 a.m. this morning because my next door neighbour always looks out before she goes. She goes to bed late.
Good woman, okay.
And she always looks out and checks her own car before she goes to bed.
Okay, had you any security, extra security on the car?
Well, the normal alarm or whatever.
Okay, did you ring the guard? It's only 12, 13 hours ago now.
I know.
Toyota Yaris Blue, four-door, 05D, 46612. Any identifying labels or stickers or stripes or bangs or dents on it?
Nope.
Okay, you've kept it in pristine condition because, as you say, you are legless without that car.
Exactly.
Now, the Gardaí.
Well, the Gardaí, I rang them as soon as what happened to me. How I discovered it was I was on my way to an appointment in Beaumont Hospital to have an MRI scan.
Okay.
And about 9:30 this morning, I was getting my rollator. I use a four-wheel rollator.
Oh, yeah, okay.
To get myself from the house down my driveway around the side of my car. Wow. I put the rollator on the back seat. I put me on the front seat and I drive. And as I opened the door this morning, bringing the rollator out into the porch, there was no car.
So what time was that at?
About 9:30.
Okay, so we suspect. Is there any CCTV around the area at all? Or?
I have no idea.
Yeah. The Gardaí, what did the Gardaí say?
The Gardaí, I rang them as soon as I got myself to the hospital and settled on the waiting queue for the MRI machine. I rang the Gardaí first, and they said that they don't take complaints over the phone. I'd have to come into them.
Yeah, but you tell them you've MS, you can't walk.
Correct. So I explained my position. I also explained that I, at the moment, was not available for anything for
because
the
you're in hospital.
They called to me because I'd gone. I was in Beaumont Hospital, and it would be probably after lunch. They wanted to know an exact time I would be home. And sure, you know yourself with the hospitals. Like the my appointment mm-hmm. was for 20 to 11 this morning, and I only got home about 1 p.m. today.
And when did the Gardaí say they? So
the Gardaí then said that after, I told them basically it'll be after lunch, I'll be home.
Yeah,
and gave them my address.
But is your car in the system yet as being officially stolen?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, did they take the details off you?
They took the details off me, but they said, they kept saying that they can't do a proper report until a proper statement is made in the okay. presence of a Garda.
So maybe if there's taxi drivers listening, or indeed if
anybody.
The HQ of taxi drivers, what's it called, a Free Now and City Cabs, if they could send out a text to the drivers, especially in the Dublin area, Toyota Yaris Blue 05D46612. If you see it parked up anywhere, it's automatic. But the reason it's automatic is that you don't have the use of your legs fully.
The identifying things, if they haven't removed them, are there is a thing attached to the seat that provides support for your back.
Yeah.
You know, those mesh things. I have one of them on the driver's seat. I also have a swivel seat on the driver's seat to enable me to actually swivel myself around in and out of the car.
And when did you contract MS, Denise?
Oh, well, that's the question. I was diagnosed officially in 2004.
Right.
However, in hindsight, I possibly could have had it since 1979.
And do you feel it getting gradually worse? Is that?
Well, you see, the problem was early last year, January last year. Prior to that, I was okay. At times, I struggled. I would have flare-ups every so often.
Yeah.
But it would go back to normal, and I'd go back to almost 100% normal most of the time. I was very active. I was 3 times a week in the gym. I walk. I keep my garden. I travelled an awful lot. Yeah. I was over and back to a football club in England regularly. 60 flights in 1 year I took following Tottenham Hotspur around the world. That's up until 2 years ago.
And then, suddenly,
all of a sudden, I was starting to get slower and a little bit not as good as I had been. But I kept still doing my garden, going to the gym, doing whatever I could. And I also would love going away to the sun, that kind of thing, because the sun is very good for you when you have MS.
Yeah.
And this January, the previous year in the local gym, I used to go to a local gym, a council-run gym. And suddenly last year, there was an influx of all I can describe them as not the most desirable elements, characterful people.
Into the gym?
Into the gym.
Okay.
And I, at one point, became quite anxious, as one of them in particular seemed to take a fancy to stand in front of me, whatever I was doing on the gym, and chatting at me, as opposed to with me.
Okay. Well, Denise.
So I actually left that gym.
Okay. And Denise
went with different ones.
Would it be obvious? Would it be obvious to this person who you think was? Would it be obvious to him or her that you were different in terms of that you had MS
last year?
Yeah.
No.
But it's obvious now. Okay, Toyota Yaris Blue, 5-door. We seldom do this unless we're trying to track down people who've scammed older people, and we've normally caught down by 3 o'clock. Toyota Blue Yaris 05D46612. We just want the car back, isn't that right, Denise, at this
stage?
To get Denise back on her feet, and no pun intended.
Yeah.
Okay, don't tell me the name of the politician, given the febrile atmosphere that surrounds RT at the moment, and various political parties, every one of them being upset at the way they're being treated by the state, where the state broadcaster, Pravda. Go ahead. What happened with the politician? Please do not name him or her.
Well, I'm not even 100% certain of his name. I have a suspicion of his name, having looked up the local politicians in my area.
Okay.
Who I had never come across before, yes. And apparently it will be not one of the major party people.
Okay, don't let Miss Marple lose her.
I'm not going to give anything.
Okay, so what happened? What happened? Talk to Joe. What happened?
Last week,
yes.
Part of my rehab is I'm supposed to walk for 15 minutes a day.
Okay.
When I say walk, basically what it involves dragging one foot up practically behind me on the ground.
Okay.
But I can do it with a rollator.
Yeah, okay.
And I was...
It's a rollator. Explain to people, the rollator is two wheels and a kind of frame.
It's four wheels.
Oh, four wheels. Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know it.
Four wheels. Yeah. You can get three-wheeler ones as well, but they're not very stable. Four wheels.
Okay.
And
well, you need that to move around. Okay, so what happened?
Yeah. So basically, I just said, okay, I need to go to the local pharmacy.
Yeah.
Collect something. And I made my way over, got there, did my business, was making my way back, because this is now my 15-minute walk I'm supposed to do daily.
Okay.
I said, I'll kill two birds with the one stone.
Yeah.
I was coming out of the pharmacy, up the road, I have to cross the traffic lights, at the main big Ballymun Road, and it is split in two, so you can get halfway across the road, and then you can stay there to get before you get
an
to the
island.
Other side.
Make me an island, yeah, an island.
Correct, that's the word. And because the traffic lights are quite quick and the state that I was in, kind of slightly shuffly, if you know what I mean, with my bad leg, I only got halfway across.
Yeah.
I was about to get to the island and this bloke arrived from nowhere at speed,
yes,
kind of across the front of me.
Okay.
And I already knew I wasn't going to get the whole way across, but I definitely wasn't when he arrived. So I stopped, and with MS, any sudden shocks are not good. Any obstacle thrown in front of you with no notice is not good. So I actually got quite rattled. And luckily, that rollator I have is very handy, as in it has its own seat. So I stuck on the brakes and sat on the seat.
Sit down, I know them, yeah.
And his first interaction with me was, "Are you from the local area?
Yeah.
Do you have a vote?" Now, I was stunned, to say the least.
And how did that end up? You there, Denise? The line is gone. The car is gone. The line is gone. Toyota Yaris Blue.
You there,
you're coming back at me in my ear. A Toyota Yaris Blue 05D46612. I was going to ask Denise, has the car ever been stolen before? Will you watch out for it, please? Probably parked up somewhere at this stage. I don't think a Toyota Yaris is a car you'd use in a bank robbery or whatever. So maybe some, anyway, for a joyride or whatever.
Yo!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
In one sense, it's been a programme of two halves, good news and less good news. At the start, Denise Roach was on to us looking for her life mobile, her Batmobile. It was a Toyota Yaris Blue 05D46612. She was desperately looking for it. She has MS and, as she said, she's legless without it. The good news is the car has been found in the last hour since she made that appeal, but the bad news is the initial reports are that whoever stole it actually wrote it off, believe it or not. So we'll bring you more information on that tomorrow. Today's producer was Angus McInally. Ray Darcy's next.